Picture this, thousands of sheep meandering through the Washington forested high country. If you've seen them, you've witnessed part of the last sheep herding operation in the state still grazing on federal land. This family's lifestyle and business is teetering on the brink of its historic legacy and present reality. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Esme Jimenez saw it up close.
Before the sun is fully awake, the Martinez brothers are hard at work. It's 4 a.m. and they're driving 2 hours from Moxie, outside of Yakima, and north to the forested hills around Lake Wenatchee. There, about 800 sheep wait. With the help of 4 other workers, Mark and Nick Martinez round up half the sheep and load them into 2 semi-trailers. It's just another day in a sheep herder's life. That's Mark Martinez calling to the sheep. He's a third-generation sheep rancher. His grandfather emigrated from Spain in the 1920s. Now, Mark and Nick run the operation with their families. In late September, the Martinez brothers moved about half of those 800 sheep from the mountainous terrain around Lake Wenatchee to the irrigated emerald pastures of Connell in central Washington. They did it with the help of some highly skilled men, Peruvian pastores, or sheep herders. They're H2A employees, or temporary ag workers. Each sheep herder comes for 3 years at a time. They live alone with the sheep, care for the sick or injured, and are finally in tune with their needs and the forest around them. It's just them, their sheep herder dogs, and a rifle, just in case of coyotes, cougars, or bears. And more recently, wolves. Mark brings supplies, food and water every couple weeks, for the workers, but also for the sheep. And when there's a wildfire, he has to be ready to evacuate them.
We've had to escort them out, put them on the truck, and take them to other areas. Due to fire, though, we haven't lost any livestock or herders, so far anyway.
Mark works closely with the U.S. Forest Service on grazing permits and maintaining a good relationship. Carla Yeager is the range technician with the Okanagan-Wenatchee National Forest and works with ranchers on their grazing allotments.
If Mark's really busy and we're headed to some of the same landscape, sometimes I'll help him deliver stuff just because it might save him a 4-hour drive.
Despite federal officials and ranchers sometimes butting heads, Martinez and Yeager's relationship is strong. But that doesn't mean the operation is always smooth sailing, especially when it comes to land. For example, the family's grazing allotments have been steadily shrinking. Before, Mark and Nick could graze sheep closer to home, near the Yakima Army Training Center. But a report by the Pacific Northwest Laboratory in the 1990s recommended grazing be reduced in the area to give the endangered sage grouse a chance to recover. And when it's not sage grouse they worry about, it's wolves. This year, Martinez lost several sheep in August to wolf predation. He says he had a rider on horseback ahead of the sheep when they entered wolf territory in the Tianaway area near Cleellum. And despite noise scare tactics, they still lost sheep. For a family with a dwindling supply of sheep and land to graze, each animal lost means fewer dollars in their pocket. When the Martinez brothers took over their father's business, they had 10,000 sheep. Now, they're down to less than half that. Mark says he respects conservation efforts, but he wishes there was a better solution. His brother Nick sits on the Washington Fish and Wildlife Wolf Advisory Group, and they're invested in finding middle ground.
The ideal recovery would be to collar everyone. I know they've said that's not financially feasible, but just to give everybody that peace of mind of where they're located.
On top of conservation efforts and a shrinking grazing area, the market for wool and meat also fluctuates. Some years are better than others. But in a changing world with so many moving parts, I ask Mark what he thinks his 2 adult sons will inherit in the next generation of sheep herding.
That's a million-dollar question, I guess. The motto, you fail to plan and plan to fail.
I'm Esme Jimenez in the Okanagan-Wenatchee National Forest.
You can see a photo essay of the sheep herding operation and read or listen to this story again at nwpb.org.